secret shapes, alert her feet to high escapes. The caution rests upon her face, the troubled little kid. Who knows just what he did? When the hammer crashed upon his words, like a thunderbolt took the absurd. One little pattern's never heard and preyed upon his mind. To the end of burning time. He knows not of the falling bricks, God switches in fell minds to click, and thunderously blind his stick to every little scream that races through their trees. The jet engine drives a hollow call to villages and stomachs sore. The vestiges of another door that someone one day shuts before the game was up. A man sits with his lamp and claw, saying no one lives anymore, and everyone who does is poor, so who really cares? Nobody dares. And the troubled lamp that hides the souls refuses to show any remorse and breaks off any possible cause and ceases to have sense, travelling through cement. The lighter man says to his niece, a heavy man is one who breathes. He breathes a heavy sigh and leaves a vacuum by the door, saying this is what life's for. Could be seen as I don't know, for laughter doesn't really show who's hiding in the sand and who's soon gonna land. Well, land grabbers are all making deals to keep their promises concealed inside a little voice that steals thoughts out of the air, even if nothing is there. Look unto the walls that spin and feel like a disposable bin with no axis left to walk, reduced to tiny talk. Birds burst out into the sky and with hoods and fangs they fly to scorn the human's petty cries and rip shreds of their hearts that bleed from passive darts. And many rest in studied shock, guessing which way he should walk, when someone suddenly throws a sock, throws man into uproar with a parody of war. And all the witnesses are hanged, drawn and quartered, gutted, defanged, hung out like sheets for all the land to see the mastery of insensitivity.